Andrew Friedman is with Berlin Rosen and is Executive Vice President and leads the firm's legal affairs and crisis communications practice. The legal crisis team builds and executes complex communication strategies for institutions, corporations, nonprofits, C-suite executives, and more. And Andrew helps a wide range of clients from global technology companies and Am Law 100 firms to Sandy Hook families and international philanthropies to plan and manage communications around high stakes legal battles, corporate challenges, organizational conflicts, reputational threats. And before joining them, he was the deputy communications director of the New York State Attorney General, and before that spent 15 years in broadcast journalism at CBS, NBC, and Fox, so I expect him to be very articulate. Catherine Carl is a member of the exempt organizations team at Kaplan and Drysdale. Her practice focuses on helping tax-exempt organizations find solutions to legal, risk management, and compliance challenges grounded both in sophisticated understanding of tax law and a practical perspective that comes from serving as in-house counsel. Prior to returning to the firm in 2022, she served as general counsel and chief legal officer of the Humane Society of the United States. And before that, she was deputy general counsel of the American Cancer Society, where she was primary counsel on tax and public policy managers matters. She's a graduate of Cornell University and Yale Law School. So, the floor is yours.
All right, thank you. Well, welcome everybody. I can see we drove a big crowd because everybody's like, I need to get to the airport.
Everybody's on an airplane already.
That's exactly right. So, it's a crisis, who to call and what to do. We are going to talk today mostly about communications, right? There were some panels, there's been a number of panels that focus on different aspects of crisis management, or as I like to call it, adventure management, because you don't want to give it too much power by calling it a crisis. Nothing's a crisis. About these kinds of adventures. Before we get started in this room, I'd love to understand who we've got here. So could you raise your hand if you are outside counsel? Okay, raise your hand if you're inside counsel. Raise your hand if you're an accountant. Hi, there's like four of you. Hello. Raise your hand if you're a comms, PR or comms person. Oh my God, there's two of you in the room. Welcome, PR person in the back.
I was afraid I'd be the only one, actually, so I appreciate it.
This is very exciting. So because we have mostly lawyers and a few accountants and two PR professionals, I think we're going to make Andrew do most of the talking today, because you guys have been hearing a lot from lawyers, but not as much from PR folks. So that's going to be the framing of our conversation, and we're going to go to the next slide. Andrew, are you the one moving the thing?
I think I'm
you move
not,
the things?
Because I... Can I? Fantastic.
Oh, there
Love
we go.
It.
Okay. Next slide. So when you say, who are you going to call, I immediately thought of Ghostbusters, which got me thinking about this line with dogs and cats living together. And just like dogs and cats can actually live together, PR and legal can work together too. So with that, let's go to the next slide. Andrew,
and so
what's a crisis?
What is a crisis? People define it different ways. I think the way we think about it is sort of four key things, and usually it's all four. Sometimes there are a couple of subsets. Something that creates a distraction from mission, interferes with operation or business continuity. That one seems fairly obvious. Can't be dealt with in the ordinary course of operations. That doesn't always mean outside help is needed, but it probably means different set of daily meetings, bringing groups together, a different subset of groups, someone from IT, someone from program, depending on what it is. Extraordinary allocation of time and resources. A crisis is nothing if not a time suck that forces people to stop what they're doing, put down the current project, and throw all of the attention and effort at this thing to get through it, and then can, sort of to the point of business continuity, can become catastrophic if not planned for, which is a piece we'll talk about a little later, and or addressed. And the addressed piece is sort of the opposite of like the ostrich head in the sand routine that a lot of people try to do to get through a crisis.
Does and that ever work?
I was just going to say, and rarely, very rarely works. So I think getting a little deeper there, not so much what is a crisis, but what does a crisis do to you, poses a high-stake threat from both a legal and a reputational perspective. I think a lot of times the legal management, there is a plan for that. The reputation piece can spin out of control a little bit more easily because there is not a court system, a justice system, a settlement.